The first coach on the teleconference today is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-1 in conference play and host Nebraska on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time contest on BTN. And in conference news, running back Justin Jackson was named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go right to questions, please.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Let's go ahead and take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, how are you?
Hey, Teddy, thanks.
Looking at Solomon Vaught, what do you see as prospects for the second half of the season, and what has pleased you about him?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. I mean, he's a very explosive athlete. He's picked the system up pretty well, and, you know, we're trying to get him involved. Unfortunately, we lost him there for a little bit with an injury. So I think he's as close to 100% as he was before the injury today, and hopefully we'll just be able to get him more and more involved. But we expect him to be a major part of what we're trying to do.
And practicing outside today, is that just about preparing for all the elements, or you just wanted your guys to, I don't know, have some adversity or something?
Well, it's supposed to. Last night's report said they're expecting rain on Saturday with winds at 18, gusting to 25. So, yeah, baby, here we go. Big Ten football. Let's have some fun.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes along with Ray Glyer with Atlanta Media.
Hey, Coach. A few weeks ago, Charlie Strong said that college football programs need to do a better job educating their players, talking about character. What did you make of that? What do you think about what Charlie was driving at after talking to Roger Goodell?
Well, I didn't see Coach's comments, so I can't comment on what he had to say. But I can say from our standpoint, you know, we're a value-based program, and that starts in recruiting. And at the foundation of our program, right at the heart is character, and we define that as who you are when no one's watching. And we have the gatekeeper of character be our recruiting process as we investigate young men and their choices that they make academically, football-wise, and obviously socially. We have more opportunities to do that now than we ever have as coaches from a standpoint of social media. And too many high school kids are making a lot of mistakes thinking that those things aren't read or not, aren't watched and aren't looked at, but they are. And, you know, for us, we put that as our number one evaluator as far as whether or not a young man's going to be a fit after academics and his football ability. So, you know, I think it starts in recruiting. And in my opinion, you know, as a father of three boys, I think it starts at the kitchen table. And those are things I talk to my boys, my wife talks to my sons about every single day. So I think football is a great teacher of that, a great teacher of life. And, you know, I can't speak for Coach Strong's comments, but I can speak for what we do here.
Do you have a signature program with signature kind of a initiative with your program, Coach, that talks about character? Is this something that you have specifically once they're on campus?
Yeah, well, what we do is we have a lot of things from a standpoint of programming that we support our guys with from a standpoint of choices. Again, I think character is the evaluation of your choices, and we talk about choices every single day, every single moment of their lives, and we educate the guys continually. I mean, I sent them two or three articles on Monday to the team on choices that guys made, that coaches made over the weekend, you know, things of that nature. And then we have some programming that we give not only through the football program but also through the athletic department.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question comes from one of Dan Hoppen with Rivals.com.
Coach, with the way last year's Nebraska game ended, do you bring that up at all as motivation to your guys just about how close you were at all, or do you just not focus on that in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I mean, everybody that lived through it, I think, learned some valuable lessons. I think, you know, offensively, we were half a yard away from scoring a touchdown that, you know, doesn't make that end up being, we had to kick a field goal at the end. You got to give Nebraska's defense credit for that. And then we had a chance to win the game on fourth down. And, you know, Amir makes a great play, makes three guys miss, and fourth and 18 gets 18 and a half. And then we didn't have rush lane discipline, and we obviously tipped the ball for them and learned a lot on that play, and we've continually educated our guys on two-minute situations throughout the course of not only the offseason but this year as they've unfolded. They're all different. They're all unique. But, you know, I think our motivation is on us. I mean, we've got to play the way that we're capable of for four quarters. We've done that a handful of times, but not enough, not consistently enough. And that's what we're working to become, is much more consistent and a much more mature football team. And this year's team is very different than last year's, and every team is different. But it was a heck of a play by them, and one of those games that, you know, it just is what it is.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the contribution that Justin Jackson has provided these last few weeks?
Well, he's a very talented player. And, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to his dad, his family back home, you know, his great high school coach, and then Justin. I mean, he's a young man that knows his strengths. He doesn't try to do things that are beyond what he believes are his best ability. And he's playing tough and physical and giving us a chance to have balance in our offense. And, you know, that's what we obviously need to be successful, and he's giving us a chance to do that.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Pat, you've been in the Big Ten for a while now, not just Northwestern, but conference-wide. Is this the best group of Big Ten running backs that you've seen? Do you think this year's group compares favorably to any past years?
I think it's as deep as any group, yeah. I mean, I really do, especially when you look at, you know, our side. It's the West has got some pretty talented guys. You know, everybody seems like they've got somebody that can make big plays. So it's a really deep group. And then, you know, I obviously haven't studied as much of the East as except for the guys that we're going to play. But there's no doubt it's a very talented group.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz, it seems like around college football, everyone's trying to ramp up the tempo and the number of possessions. Minnesota seems to be doing the opposite. How unique is that style of play that they have, you know, trying to shorten games almost versus trying to ramp up the possessions?
Yeah, you know, we've played two teams in a row that have similar type philosophies offensively, and you're right, when you're a no-huddle up-tempo team, you can't allow them to do that. And how you first of all do that is you got to get off the ball, you got to get off the field on third down defensively, but offensively you've got to sustain drives, and we just, to Minnesota's defensive credit, we weren't able to do that in the second half. We had, you know, fourth and one and a half, fourth and half a yard, and if we could have sustained drives in the third quarter, that it might be a different outcome of the game. And you got to give Coach Clays and his young men a tip of the hat and a lot of credit, because we were obviously ended up a little bit short. And that then allows them, with a one-score lead, to exercise their plan. And it's a great plan by Coach Kill. They all believe in it. They've done it for years. And, you know, when you allow them to have that type of continuity and consistency, they're really, really good. And it's, you know, we've played similar teams like that in the past. And you've got to be great on third down. And then you got to score in the scoring zone. And we obviously had a field goal instead of a touchdown. And that was pretty much pretty critical in the game.
Do you think we'll see more teams employ that type of style versus, you know, trying to have as many possessions as possible?
Oh, Adam, I have no idea. I mean, I think that from a standpoint of where the rules are right now offensively, it's a huge advantage offensively right now, in my opinion, with the play clock and the things that you can do. I think whatever style you run, you just have to be true to who you are, if that makes sense. So, are there more that do it, more that aren't do it? I don't know that, but I think the great teams, the consistent teams, the teams that year in and year out are successful in playing the postseason, stick to what their plan is. They go out and they execute it, and they do it consistently.
Thanks, Fitz.
Yeah, you bet, Adam.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, partner. Go Cats.